Welcome to The Creative Fault, a weekly podcast that is for creatives and artists. Get your weekly gems and jewels when you want to self-improve, educate, sprouts up your lifestyle, and just get some little bit of entertainment along the way. Welcome to The Creative Fault. Hey you guys, my name is Marilva and I'm a contemporary artist with her own podcast called In the Studio with MCJ. In my podcast, I will be talking about my art journey, things I find very interesting, maybe a little bit disturbing, but most of all coming from an informative and entertaining perspective. Want to know more about what I do? Follow me on the social media platforms like Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, YouTube, and of course, leave behind a comment. That would definitely support this channel and it would let me know what it is that you're thinking about all the episodes that will be shared on this platform. Stay tuned, keep listening, and share the content with everyone around you. Hey you guys, this is Marilva from MCJ Studio and I have a huge favor that I would like to ask you. Now, you are already part of the MCJ Studio fam. And that means that you are already listening to the podcast, you're getting information out of this, you are entertained, or maybe you get informed by whatever it is that I have to share with you all. Now, in order for me to keep the quality of this podcast at a certain level, or even to extend that, I am asking you to become a sponsor to this podcast. You can sponsor by giving a donation, and that donation will be used to grow out this podcast. It's quite simple. Now, the way that you can do that is by going to my bio, and there you will find a button next to all the other buttons like following me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You will get another screen, and on that screen, you can place the amount that you would like to donate and also choose the method of payment. After that, you basically just come back to the page and listen to all other great content that I have for you. I would really appreciate your donation, and your donation will also exclusively be used for this podcast and to grow it out. Looking forward to it. Welcome to the fam and stay tuned for the next podcast. Hello people. Welcome to the episode. Welcome back. I'm so happy that you are all here tuning in. And hopefully you are all feeling good. You're all healthy. You're all in a good state of mind, and I have to say I am feeling great as well. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about the pros and the cons of possibly being represented by an art gallery. Now, this is a subject that has been on my mind for quite some time, and the reason why I want to talk about this is because if the current situation that we are all in has taught us something in the art market and in the art world, and definitely for people that have been busy, you know, creatively, artistically, is that the old structures and the old organizations and the old way of doing business and doing art and everything else has definitely been affected by it. The way that we are looking at it right now is that internet and the internet world is becoming more and more a very, very, very important factor in how we are doing our business and how we are presenting ourselves to the public and the media. And that is why I have been fascinated about this particular question. I cannot tell you how many times I've been looking at the pros and the cons of what I want to do and how I want to further develop my professional career as a contemporary artist. So I thought this would be a great opportunity for me to share this with you all. And of course, feel free to also give your two cents, to give your comments, maybe your questions about that. I really want to build a community where people can come back to and find information or think about certain things and also question their own path. So let's get to it. Now, before I start, I am going to make an announcement, and that is that I will be separating this particular episode because I do not want it to be too long. I want to have a good amount of information but also make it digestible for you all. So I'm going to split it up, and today I'm going to talk about the pros, and next time I will be talking about the cons of, you know, whether you want to be represented by an art gallery. So here's the thing. As I am professionalizing myself and I'm getting more and more and deeper into my career, you know, I already passed the phase where I was just effing around, you know, just playing around with the things, doing the mediums, with canvas, with markers, pencils, and illustrating and things like that. You know, I think that playful time where I was just figuring things out for myself and how I would call myself an artist, because I was still afraid to call myself really an artist. I can actually with confidence say that I'm a contemporary artist, and I'm very proud of that fact, because that has been quite a journey for me, where I could come to a point where I, you know, really believed in myself as being exactly that. And recently I had the great opportunity to be in a conversation with a curator, and she visited my humble studio. She saw my work. We talked about, you know, my art practice, the fact that I focus myself on painting and telling the stories of people from the African diaspora in the Western world, and how we are looking at our lives and how we are living our lives right now in the contemporary time. We had so many things to discuss, and also a lot of things that I had to take a good look at as an artist and also as an entrepreneur. And she gave a lot of good pointers. But the mere fact that I was sitting there with a curator who was, you know, visiting to view my work and to see how she would curate the exhibition that is coming up in September, it made me think like, man, what is the next step for me to professionalize myself further into my career, to, you know, gradually put myself on another level and not just stick around and just create and hope that somebody will find me. No, really opening myself up into that process even more. And then, of course, the question of being represented by a gallery comes up. And at first, it was a very intimidating thought because, hey, I've heard some things and I read things and stories and information about how galleries are contacting the artists. You don't contact the gallery. You know, the things that they are requiring of their artists, but also like really disappointing, just awful stories about how people are getting into contracts where they are like, what the heck did I just sign? What did I just sign up for? So even though people in general have really, really this grandiose view of what an art gallery can mean for their career, which I have as well, I'll be honest about it, I have that as well, I'm also very critical. I have learned through life, and definitely in this artistic field that I'm in right now, is that it is good to have a dream. It's great to be positive and very optimistic about something that you want to achieve, but you cannot close yourself off for the things that you need to be critical about. That's also part of the process. It doesn't have to hang over your process as a very dark, doomy, gray cloud. No, it's just a flag popping up and saying, hey, pay attention. Have you thought about this? Or have you looked at that? Have you talked to certain people that have more information, have more expertise, have more insight into what it is that you are looking for? That's the way that I'm looking at it, right? I'm not pessimistic. I'm kind of a person that wants to be realistic, because that is quite the Dutch culture that we have here in the Netherlands. For those who don't know, I'm a Dutch-based artist. So in the Netherlands, people are quite down to earth. But I am also a dreamer, I'm a creator, and I embrace that. That it took me over 10 years to embrace the fact that I can create my dreams. And I don't want to let that go, because it has helped me to come to the point where I am right now. So today, the good points, the good factors, the things that you can look out, you can look out for, where you can look at it as a positive thing when it comes to asking yourself whether you want to be represented by an art gallery. And there's another reason why I'm not talking about, well, these are the pros and these are the cons when you are being represented by art gallery. I really want to talk about it from our perspective. And when I talk about our perspective, I'm talking about the creative. I want you to think about it critically for yourself. What are pros and what are cons? Now, I can come with a couple of points, but maybe you can come with even more. So we need to think for ourselves and also think critically. That is something that's helped me through this whole process, this whole journey, to have more trust in myself and also in that ability to do so. And I really want to encourage you to do the same. You know, don't take everything in. Don't just say, well, somebody is saying that and it must be true. I like to question things. I like to bring it to your attention, and then it's up to you to do the rest. So one of the pros that I've been thinking about when it comes to having an art gallery represent me is the fact that they represent me. It sounds so simple, so almost childlike simple, but it is not. It is not. I get the tendency to believe that when I listen to the stories of other artists and I read stories online, I get the stories, you know, just in publications, or I talk to other artists, is that people would like to connect their name to a brand, right? They would like to connect their name to a brand because that brand stands for something. That brand has built themselves up in the public eye. There is a certain segment, a market segment that they have been visible in. They have access to people that have the ducats, they have the coins, they got deep wallets. And also, it gives you the opportunity to come into those great, you know, projects and commissions and you know, into the field where you can find other artists that have elevated their career in a certain level. So in a lot of occasions, people want to connect their name to a certain brand. And I like to say I'm a brand as well. It took quite a time, you know, to tell myself, well, hey, listen, you're working at yourself. And the way that you're working at yourself is that you're building your fundament. You're building a great, solid fundament. And on that, there is an institution. There is an organization called MCJ Studio. And that is being decorated. That is being filled in with the right type of interior, tools, instruments, etc. So for me, it would be great to be represented by someone who also will look at me as the artist that I am and the art practice that I stand for. And when an art gallery has that capability to amplify your voice, to amplify the thought, to amplify your message, that is great, because in a lot of occasions, artists do not always have the means, don't always have the network, an extensive, deep network, to get to the right people at the right moment and at the right time. It can take quite some time for us, even though there are platforms like, you know, the social media platforms, there are platforms where you can go to and you know, raise money. There are platforms where you can actually represent yourself, that you are not waiting for an art gallery to do so. It still takes a lot of time to build your own brand, your own name as that creator that you are. So for me, it would be so beneficial to have a art gallery that stands for amplifying my voice that stands for amplifying the message, the story that I want to tell, and can also back that up. Another point, the second point, is of course investment. Hey, listen, I don't have to start talking about the investment that you have to make in your artistry, right? Because when I look at the receipts, and I mean literally look at the receipts, my heart again starts racing. My heart definitely starts racing again. And, you know, that is something that a lot of people that are not in the artistic world, in the artistic view or affiliated with artists, see. The only thing that they see is that we just create something. But in order for us to create something, we really have to be on point in the investments that we are making. And we are not just making financial investments. We are making a lot of, you know, when it comes to time, we're making a lot of investments. When it comes to our physical, mental, emotional effort into the work, we are making a lot of investments. We're putting in the time. We are putting in the work. And it's something that we cannot forget, that when you do a lot of things on your own, and looking at my art practice, I do a lot of things by myself. That takes quite a toll. I am not ashamed to say that I'm very selfish about my time. It is really important for me to make the right decision about how I spend my time, with whom I'm spending my time, and also where I do that. It is so important. I cannot stress how important it is. I'm just, you know, taking a pause for that, because we all know that in the time that we are in that creative process, we don't know when it starts, but we also don't know when it ends. But the moment that we are in it, we really have to block that time for it. And when you are responsible for, you know, certain admin things or administrative things, you're responsible for getting your name out there. So actually, press, publicity, when it comes to marketing, advertising, your social media, you know, your own family, your own friends, you yourself as a person, you only got 24 hours in a day. I don't know how many hours you sleep, but I definitely need my sleep to be productive. So you're quite stingy with the time. So I think that an art gallery that really stands behind you, first of all, your brand, your name, like I said in the first point, they also stand for the fact that you need to be able to invest your time wisely, effectively, and efficiently. I don't think that any art gallery that asks you to do things that are, you know, beyond the things that you should be focused on is really something that you would want to have in your life. You know, I would not be happy to be represented by an art gallery that tells me that I have to do things that have absolutely nothing to do with what I am about, who I am, and definitely what I'm creating. So having that particular partner on your side, an art gallery as a partner on your side that works for you and sees what you are doing, that means you have to be open about how you're spending your time and what type of person you are when it comes to time. And also the work that you create, how much time it takes, why does it take so much time? You have to be open about that with the art gallery. And when you have an art gallery that is also receptive to that and listens, and yeah, that could be like a great, great, great asset for your art business. Because let's not forget, you're not just an artist, you're also an entrepreneur. You're selling your work. And I'm talking to the people that are professionally into this or starting to get to the professionality of their work. You're coming into the field that you want to sell your work. You're making a living out of this, right? I'm not talking to the people that are using this as a hobby, not downing you, not putting you into a corner and saying you don't count. Not at all. I started from that point years ago, but I'm now at a different point. And now I have to think differently about what it is that I'm doing and who I want to partner up with. So that's why I stress that it is very important that that art gallery has the same professionality. And in most cases, they do. These are larger institutes, you know, relatively seen. They are larger institutes. they have a, you know, a certain amount of budget that allows them to allocate their resources in a more efficient way and in a more broadened way. So that would be for me a great reason. A second great reason for me to say, yes, I want to partner up in an art gallery and be represented by that. Now, our third thing, and I talked about it a little bit in the second point, and that is marketing. Marketing, promotion, advertising, they're not all the same. So please, people, again, they are not all the same. Marketing is not the same as promotion. Advertising is not the same as marketing. It's not. They are all different. And I will definitely make an episode about that, why these things are so different about it and why it is important for you to know that. But what I would like to focus on right now in this episode is that marketing, it requires a certain budget. And most of us are not that marketing savvy. We're not. We like to believe that, but we are not. We do not know specifically who our market is. So we don't know what the demographic is. We don't know what their budget is. We don't know what their preferences are. We might not even know what it is that they like to do on a day-to-day business and how that affects what they buy, what they consume, where they go to, which movie they choose, and to what museum they go to, or what exhibition they want to look at and why they want to look at that. We do not know all these things. Art galleries are those places that have really specified themselves and specialized themselves into that field to know that. That's why they have that particular market segment as their audience, as the customer, to sell the art to promote the art to market the art to, and to advertise the market to. So that's really important to keep in mind. And yeah, of course, great tools for creators these days on Instagram, on YouTube, Patreon, all those platforms. They give so many great tools to us. And I even think that an art gallery can work together or even really facilitate completely into that because they just have a bigger budget for that. As an artist, especially if you are in the development in your own professional career, there's quite an amount that you have to put into on a monthly or even a weekly basis to make sure that you are in contact with the audience that you would like to have for your artwork, for your sculptures, for your paintings, for your digital work, and fill in the blank for whatever it is that you are creatively doing. Is it something that you want to bother yourself with each and every single day? I don't think so. I think it's good to give that to people that are more, you know, specialized into that. There are also very capable of doing that. That has to show itself, of course. But if they are capable and they're specialized into that, I think that having that piece, that marketing piece, because a lot of it comes to marketing. How do you market? How do you present? How do you show the work? And what is the story? Because eventually they are buying into you as the artist and also into your art. It's not one or the other. It's both. So having someone on your side that can have both factors and knows how to present that and make a beautiful vision out of that, I think that is magical. And if that is something that you haven't thought about for yourself, maybe this would be the time to do so. Think about it before someone else tells you, well, this is the way that we now want to market you. When you're thinking about it right now at this particular moment, then the conversation has to happen where the both of you have to come to a common ground and say, okay, we can work with this. This is something that we can translate. The fourth thing is, well, also something that I already mentioned, is the fact that they have a clientele. They have a great clientele. And I think that is also the reason, of course, why they say, we contact you, don't contact us. Just don't. Don't do that. Just don't. Just listen. Don't try. Just don't. And, you know, it might be hard for artists. I mean, let me just personally look at myself. I think it's really hard for myself just to sit back and wait for someone just to come by and say, oh, I would like to represent your work. Like, I'm the type of person that likes to be hands-on. But here's the thing that I had to learn. If they want you, they will come and get you. Period. Period with DT. Okay? Period. If they want you, they will come and get you. Because they understand their clientele, their market base better than anyone else. They have worked hard to get the people that they want for the art that they are representing. So it wouldn't serve them to have a cluster of artists that is bombarding them with portfolios and with questions and with, oh, come and visit and you should take my art and this and this and that. It's not going to serve them because, first of all, they didn't ask you to do that. They didn't ask you to do that. They will come for us and see what it is that we have to do and see what it is that we should offer them. They know, really. They know. They know what it is that they want. They know what it is that they are looking for. They know who their clientele is. They know the clientele inside and out. They know what it takes for the artist to be capable to present that type of work that would be good enough for them to represent. And it doesn't say that we are not good enough as artists in general, but an art gallery is a very specific type of business. You have to be good enough to partner up with them because they don't want people into their environment, in their world, that think that they will do everything and the artist won't do anything at all. Everything is done for them. Hey, times have changed. Time has changed. And more there is coming pressure on the artist to be just as much of a partner into this process as the art gallery themselves. So that is something that I really want to stress out. They will come and get you when they want you. And when they want you, it's because they know they have the clientele to serve to you. Because it's going to sound a little bit harsh what I'm saying, but you are an asset. Next to the fact that you are a person and it's great that, you know, you have a story and they want to back you up in your story and your development, you are also an asset. Your work is also an asset. And every penny, every cent that they are putting into you goes into that asset. That asset has to have an ROI, a return on investment. And if you are not giving that return on investment, they have a loss. And you also will sit up with a loss. So for them, it is really important to know that when the work is good enough, when the work is interesting enough, there is a market for that, that they can serve, then yes, they will come and get you. And that would be absolutely great for any artist when they come in contact with an art gallery, because then you are actually, you know, you're secure in the fact that somebody can represent you. That organization can actually tell you what it is that it can do for you. And they can do that with a lot of confidence. And that's what you want. Now, the last point in this episode that I would like to discuss, and there are, of course, listen, this is not the end and be all of points that I am thinking about and I'm sharing with you all that would for me be beneficial to work together with an art gallery. Of course not. There are so many different other points. And listen, if you have those points you would like to share that with me on this platform, feel free to do so. This is a community. So I do appreciate it when people also give their feedback and give their, you know, their two cents when it comes to the creative life that we are all living. It helps, you know, a lot of us, because no one is inventing a new wheel. A lot of things have been done before. And by expressing that and giving information about that, sharing your thoughts, sharing your your experience about that, you can actually help someone else who might think, oh my gosh, I might be the only one with this particular thought or question. You can actually help someone get through that process. So let me know what it is that you might add to this list. And coming to that last point is actually elevating your art presence. Like I already said in the beginning, I am in the stage where I'm now getting into the professional arena of who I am as a contemporary artist. And it hasn't been an easy one. You know, you have to tell yourself that you are a contemporary artist and that you're a professional artist. Listen, I don't take myself too seriously. I like to joke around, but I take my work seriously. That's the thing. I take my work seriously. And I also trust myself in this process. It took a long time. I know that some artists are already born with it, and I think that is so beautiful to see that. And certain artists just had to grow into that. And I'm one of those artists that had to grow into the process where at first I was very, very ambiguous towards the process. I was very, you know, I was feeling a lot of discomfort in that change because how do I do it? When do I do it? Am I doing it well enough? Is this good? You know, is this good? Who's going to tell me that this is good? But who wants to see my work and all other gazillion questions that I have about it? I was more bothered and concerned and focused on what I don't know instead of being comfortable and confident in what I don't know. Because you can be confident and comfortable in it. You know, there is just a margin of life where you will have to accept that you do not know everything. You don't know everything. You can't and you won't. Not in this lifetime. This can be great. This can actually be a really great space to be in. It allows you to be open to miracles. It allows you to be open to opportunities. And in the meantime, for the things that you do know, where you get better in, where you get more specialized in, where you start to open yourself up for, you know, you get a lot of confidence out that as well. And of course, there's a lot more space for me to grow in. I'm not saying that I'm, you know, this is the level and I don't have to grow further. No, this is the space and I can now explore it. And that gives me a lot of confidence to explore it and not to be so anxious. You know, a certain anxiety about, oh, I don't know what's going to come. Oh, geez, I don't know if it's right. Well, let it come. Let it come. And with that comes the point where I want to elevate my art presence. And I want to elevate the way that I work and what I produce. So having an art gallery next to you as a partner, it really would help me to be the artist that says there's so much more than the story that I'm right now telling, and I'm going to dig deep into that, and I'm also just going to explore that, and I have a partner next to me who is willing to ride along in that journey. There are, of course, things that need to be done, you know, administrative things, commissions, projects. You open yourself up for those things as well. Let's be honest. It's not just what you want to do. You also come into a place where you open yourself up for projects and commissions. But hey, they serve you. They serve you as well. And I also believe that they help you in elevating your art practice, your art existence, your artpreneurship. I wanted to say entrepreneurship, but it's actually artpreneurship. It helps to elevate that. And again, this is for the people that really are going into that professionalization of their own artistry. You know, I'm not talking about the people that are doing this for a hobby, because if this is a hobby for you, this would not be such a big factor. Again, nothing wrong with that. I started there. But this is inevitable when you're wanting to professionalize yourself into that. And here's the thing, I haven't added it to my list, but I'm going to give it as a bonus. And I've said it a couple of times in my story, and that is I want to partner up with an Edgar art gallery. And that could be for as long as it can, or maybe for 2 years or 3 years. I do not see this as me being a fixed factor into an art gallery and being there for the rest of my life. I don't see it that way. I absolutely don't. I think it would actually be serving us as creatives to explore different art galleries and see what type of visions we can execute, what type of audience we can attract to ourselves. I think it's really important to look at it in that way. Do not place yourself somewhere and just fix on being there forever and ever and ever. It really would serve you and also your resume when you show the diversity that you have in the work that you do and the people that you know in your network. Again, you're building a network with that, right? You're building your network. And partnering up, instead of me saying, well, I want to work in an art gallery, I believe that you also get that accountability and that responsibility that you need. You need that responsibility as well. You need that accountability as well because it's still your work. It's still the thing that you need to do. It still belongs to you. It still belongs there. And you cannot get rid of it. It's not something that you just place and throw over over the fence and be like, okay, and you just take care of that and I can do whatever it is that I want to do. No, it still plays in your custody, still your baby. At least that's how I like to look at it, right? I'm still a person who's hands-on. I wouldn't be totally comfortable just handing everything to someone else. I definitely would like to partner up into that. And even if that would be for a short term or long term, that wouldn't matter to me. I think it's just part of the game, not knowing, exploring, and figuring it out. So, this is the end of the episode. I really hope that you all enjoyed it and, leave behind your comments, your remarks, your questions. I would love to hear them, of course, and see what it is that you have to offer and share with the community. Like I already said, everybody can learn from this, each one teach one. Now, before I go to the ending of this episode, let me give my final thoughts about this. Now, like I already said in the whole episode, I really believe that you are in control over your own career and your own stance on your artistry and how it looks. And in this time of age, it is just so visible that we cannot depend on all these conventional ways and traditional ways of how we represent ourselves and how we present ourselves as artists. Yes, museums are still valid. Yes, art galleries are still valid. All those cultural, non-profit, and profit organizations will be part of our lives. But then again, they do have their downside because this last event has shown us is that if that would stop, we have to have different ways and means to still continue our work and still to keep in contact with people and still get that opportunity to elevate our practice. So that those are things that you really need to think about when it comes to partnering with an art gallery and also how they are developing themselves. Now that I'm thinking about it, that should be the first thing on the list, which I've also forgot to mention, but that should be the first thing on the list. How do they develop themselves just on social media? How would they do that? How do they come in contact with the people that scout through websites and social media spheres and want to find the next thing that will be hanging on their wall or standing, in their living room or in their business? How would they do that? I definitely look at myself that way. I'm accountable and responsible for what it is that I'm doing. Even though I'm so open to being part of a art gallery and partnering up with them, and I definitely know that that will be coming on my path, seeing where I'm going to and how I'm developing myself, that is inevitable. And I want to be prepared. I want to be thinking about it, and I want to have established my own platform first. I'm not the type to come empty-handed, and I'm definitely the type to also wanting to learn. I don't know everything. So maybe that will be a good thing for you to take as well. As of now, thank you for listening. See you soon. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Your attention has been very much appreciated. Make sure to follow and subscribe to our social media platforms. See you next week.